Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast brought to you by Inspire Citizens. I'm your host, Scott Jameson. On this podcast, we are going to be diving into the voices and stories of students who own their learning and impact their communities. Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast. Today, I'm joined by three student leaders from Xi'an, China. They're high school students at XLIS, and they've been doing some really amazing work in the area of service and student leadership. And we're going to get into their story this episode. I'm joined here today by Jerry, Amy, and Karina. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Fine.
Great.
So my first question is, so if we think back to, we published an episode back on the 1st of August about a well that students were putting in a rural village in Uganda. And there was mention in that podcast that this well was connected to a school community in China, and that's your school. So I guess my question starting out is, how does a school in Xi'an get involved in a well project in Uganda, half a world away?
Well, first of all, the story started with how we had to Uganda student, and then I was buddy with Nantume, and Jerry was buddy with Nakoba.
So when I talk about like how can I meet the Nakoba and Nantume, like one day Miss Rick said we have a new student from Uganda, and that was Nantume and Nakoba. And the Nakoba was one of my classmates, and he was new. And like the homeroom teacher said, you can have some relationship with him. And I sent a chat with him. And some days I have like the call to have the good relationship with him.
Basically, it's a day of our student council meeting, and Miss York explained the story, like our school support to Uganda students, and I was excited to meet them. Like, it's from a total different culture. Like, I was like to talk with them. So on that day, I add Nakoba's WeChat, and we have a chat online, like on the WeChat. He's M5 in that moment. I asked him about the PP, the personal project, like we all will do in the IB progress. And he told me that he wants to build up a like water machine. Like, he have a like long well project for his village. So I was like really excited, but I was shocked. Like, you not only do the project for yourself, it's called personal project, but you use this personal opportunity to help the whole community in your village. So I was really like have a passion about his project. So after that, I go back to talk with Mr. York, like to see what I can help, like for helping him support his project. So we start to have a conversation with like me, Mr. York, and Nakoba, like how we can get the money, like how we can get support to use in fundraising, sell something in our school to support the Koba in his village. So I start to talk with some of the, you know, we have a very famous app called Taobao in China. So I start to find different store and talk with different people, like different factory, about how can we make some production. For example, Nakoba have some like very nice logo design for his project. So I won't use that logo to put on some product to sell that in our, maybe outside our school, to let people donate this money for Nakoba. So I finally find a glass water bottle factory, and they said like they're very happy to help us to produce this kind of stuff. So I sent the Nakoba's logo to them, and they are designed like different versions and sent back to Nakoba. And we have a conversation between, like I am the translator, and I translate between the Nakoba and the factory, and finally we agree on one design, and I let them put like 400 water bottles the first time and 400 in the second time. So we all get all the water bottles in school, and we start to sell it.
And our project sort of proceeded as a only student council led thing, where we were selling the water bottles during lunchtime, and we would bring our water bottles in bags with us in the morning to different homerooms and advertise our campaign. And somehow, like slowly, our school, everyone began to participate. Some students started to sell like snacks during break time as a way to fundraise for money. And some students like Jerry and I, DP students, we incorporated the well project's idea into our CAS idea. So we would create like other ways to raise money, such as how we had a fun run where we ran around our campus and we sold drinks, snacks, and food. And we also had a dynasty event.
So for the dynasty event, for each dynasty, we earned like a lot of money, more than 5,000. 2000, maybe?
Just to explain first, our dynasty thing is like how you would see in Harry Potter. They have different houses, and that's what happened in our school. For example, there's Tang Dynasty, Song Dynasty, and I was in Song Dynasty. And in order to help this project to proceed, we would organize games, such as how some people had like dodgeball games, where like if you participate, you have to pay a certain amount, and you're provided with the space to enjoy in the afternoon. And we were also organizing like more personal events based on our own dynasty. Like we would come up with different ideas depending on what we like and what we were good at. And the members of each dynasty would also advertise about this campaign outside of school, such as to relatives and other friends. And eventually we were able to raise $2,000, I think, of the fun run and all the in-school activities.
Yeah, but the whole idea behind this is to helping the well project. And what I want to share is a very interesting experience. Like, to be honest, for the water bottle, each of the water bottle costs 4.5 RMB. But maybe can you guess how much we sell that? We sold out for 50. That was a huge money that we got. But what I'm talking with Miss York is the reason why we sell like 50 for each bottle is it's not like how good is this bottle is. Like we don't care about quality. It's a story behind this bottle. It's just like Karina said, we go to each home, we go to each different place in our school to advertise our bottle. Look, every time we advertise that, we don't use like how big is this bottle or the size or something. We talk about the story behind. So it's kind of interesting experience that every time we want someone to bought this water bottle, every time I need to explain the whole idea of Nakoba's PP, right. The person project. So is I already, you know, I can remember all the words that I have said. Like, is for helping. The thing is, everybody was seems like interesting. Like they want to pay this 50 kuai. So at first stage, I was thinking, Mr. Like 50 kuai is too expensive for everybody. Like no one wants to buy a water bottle for 50 RMB. But after we explain the meaning behind, the story behind, like you are helping a kid, a village that in the other side of the earth, and everybody is happy. Like we, you know, they say, oh, maybe give me two, give me three. I will buy one for my 1 year old baby. Yeah, that was like, I never thought about that. That was nice experience for me. Also, I shared that with Nakoba, and Nakoba said, wow, like he really wants to be in the school campus. So to see this kind of things happen, like I think it's good for both of us.
What's really amazing, I think, is how this started out with just a couple people and turned into an entire community getting behind this project. Like imagine the impact if everybody's CAS project turned out something like this. But this is a huge amount of effort when we think about it. Like everyone in an IB school like is involved in CAS, is involved in personal project, but not with this level of commitment. What drove you guys? What made you so passionate about this particular issue?
So when I talk about that question, like our school makes a group of students once a year and presents about this SDG, which is Sustainable Development Goal. We have a presentation by each group. And I was the leader of that group with my friends. One of the leader was Nakoba, and I wanted to make a connection with SDG activities and other volunteering. That was the Nakoba and Nantuman's World Project. I wanted to expand the scope, so I saw the activities getting more broadly, not that small. So I started helping our friends and families, which is Nakoba and Nantuman's, with the money we made from it.
I feel like it's because of this contrast there is between the lives we have in Xi'an, China, and the lives that they have. Well, I feel like people in Xi'an, we grew up with such an opportunity that we can just open the tap and there's going to be clean, fresh water coming out. And we don't realize how precious things are. And we also saw pictures of what their environment is like, how they live and how they don't get the things that we have. But sometimes we just take these things for granted. And also being a friend of theirs, for me, sometimes I get this guilty feeling of like, why am I not happy? I'm having so much that other people don't have, but they seem as if they're happier than me. So after realizing this and having this moment of reflection, like I was really touched. And that sort of drove me to pursuing this project.
For me, it's hard to say, but I call it someone was surrounding, like I call it environment or surrounding. It's because I heard that like there has people who live in the place with no water or with no clean water to drink or really hot in the summer or really cold in the winter. Like I heard that a lot in my primary school, in my MYP years, but it's never like touched me like Nakobas, like because he's my friend and I talk with him like directly, like I got a primary resource kind of like that. It's different. It's different than you saw the video on TV, on laptop. It's different. You heard this story from others. It's this just happening in front of your eye. And when this happened, like the feeling for me is just different. I was thinking, why are two people like in the two sides of the world contact to each other and we talk what we like we sometimes we talk, we use like I teach him some Chinese characters. And sometimes when he reply me, use some Chinese character, like although he don't have a good resource enough resource like than me or I don't think like we are higher or low for life quality, but we all want to let others, like the people around us, to be happy or to feel good. That's the simplest purpose and the purest purpose. So we got this to talk. I was like, I kind of find my friend, like similarity between me and Nakoba. So that's why I really want to help him. And I want to have more like collaborations, like get touch with him, because it's just, I never imagined, you know, the people who live around me, just the people who I know, my parents, my classmates, my teachers, but this, like Nakoba, this is my classmate, this students from really far away and give me a totally different experience that we have the same dreams or we have same way to deal with some situations. So that was, it's hard to explain, but I think you guys get my ideas.
And also, rather than volunteering, it seems that it was our heart and one of the actions that cared to love others, which is Nakoba Nantume. And since I can't do something with a friend who lives far away in Uganda, so what I can do to help to show my heart and our heart was try our best and my best and help him or her every day as much as could. So that's why we try really hard on this part.
I love it. I think just listening to that connection with the Sustainable Development Goals, but really it's that personal connection with Nantume and Nakoba that really drove your passion to really take this project as far as it went. And I think that's absolutely amazing. How might we take your example and perhaps inspire other students, other high school students who are maybe involved with personal projects or involved with CAS? How can we use your experience to inspire others to follow your lead and have this kind of amazing impact through their work?
From my experience, my way is, was before that, before I become a DP or become an IB student, I was feel that like this thing is far from us. Well, when I become some like success entrepreneur or something, like I can get in touch with this kind of stuff. But the reality is it just happened near us. Like we have been to dog shelter, we have been to the Yellow River Soup Kitchen for helping the people who are living on the street. And when I saw all the things that happened around me, I think that we are living in the same society, but different life and different environment. So we can have a contact. Like it's not means that if you are living far from me or we have a different age or something, we cannot talk, but we still can find our way to communicate, to find figuring out you have this benefit, like you are good at this and maybe you can teach me some. Like I talk with the people from a dog shelter, like there has like more than 100 dogs there. Like they have their value, like they have their goal of their life, like they find a way of their life. Like we all need to find a way of our life, so we can have a conversation. Like as most people think this is far from them, but no, you go there, you take a look of their work, you talk with them, you will feel that they're one of your community and you are one of them, their community. Like you can participate and in their work, like it's not that far away. That's my suggestion. Like the experience can change a person. Like we do that a small part, and we add them together. It looks like we have done a big project. No, we just move a little bit every day and we achieve our goal.
Just because it's a cause, like service is not only the same, but I think it's more important to do something that's more meaningful and more impressive to you guys. And so I think it's not important to just fill your volunteering hours for the university or something else, but to do something meaningful meaningful to you guys, we need to do something that we could help others, not just like filling our volunteering hours.
I wanted to point out how people today usually just try to wishy-washy through these hours, I guess, of CAS and other service projects. But I feel like people have to change the perspective of how, oh, I could either spend like hours of time on making something sound pretty, as if I have done a lot, like going to an orphanage and like, let's say, helping them to clean up or something like that, where like a lot of people are trying to do today. But it's actually better if you could use the same amount of hours on something that is more meaningful and try to take the risk, I guess. Because Jerry and I, we went to other SDG summit in Sheko, and there we met a lot of teachers and other adults who do not have the main job as like someone who's trying to help the community, but they have something else. They also care a lot about the community, and like even they have the time to spend like in each week trying to help people. And I remember there was a lady who was really smart in like my perspective, not smart academically, but she had the eyes of noticing what was actually in need and what we can do. She actually organized the grannies in her community and provided them with a job of doing needlework. We could have spent our hours doing something that is pointless, but we decided to focus on what was actually in need and what we can do with small actions.
I'm not sure there's anything small about your actions. You guys had such an amazing impact. I believe it's 600 families now have access to clean, safe drinking water in this village because of the work that you and your fellow classmates have put into this. That's not small. I just want to build a little bit on something that Jerry was talking about. And I think sometimes it sounds like you guys are doing some really amazing service work within your local community, like talking about the soup kitchen, talking about the dog shelter. What challenges did you face trying to take on a project like this so far from your local community and with such a huge financial need to make this happen? What sort of challenges did you have to overcome to get where you are?
For me, the only challenge is to move one, like the first step. Before I've been to dog shelter, like my classmate also may think, oh, that is all the dog around. Maybe it's a little bit feel like unhealthy. Like, but if we go on to take a first step, rest of things is easy. Like soup kitchen, like we've been to soup kitchen, we all think that, oh, the people there maybe is a little bit mean to us or something. Like we have a good imagination. Like we always think too much before we take the first step. So we are afraid to take the first step. So that's a challenge for me. So before I help, like same with helping Nakoba, like maybe I add his WeChat, maybe we cannot talk with each other. I think a lot before that. But after I take the first step, after I go to dog shopping, go to soup kitchen group, talk with Nakoba to get into his project, I feel, yeah, that's just what we can do. Like, it's not that hard. It's not what I'm imagining, but everybody was caring and is have a happy face. But I learned from them a lot. Their life experience is for the most challenging part for me is take a first step. Like, don't think too much. Yeah.
I feel like sometimes the time zone problem kind of impacts our progression because they're living in their village and Wi-Fi is not that accessible. Sometimes I would be talking with them and they would be just gone like for a day or two, and then they would be back and our progress could proceed. But just like what Jerry had said, to be honest, I personally also feel that the project itself wasn't difficult at all. It was just the first step. Then everything sort of fell in place.
For the warp wall project, I worked hard only for the project without taking a break on events days and day offs because I thought my friends living in Uganda were more precious than my time was wasteful. So I went around the entire school and advertised with SDG items we made. And then there was an event and I advertised to the parents of the school students and tried hard to help him and her. That was my difficulties that I faced on.
What leadership skills do you feel that you developed personally through your work on this project? You guys have taken on a lot of responsibility here to make this dream of these of Nantume and Nakoba come true. What leadership skills did you develop along the way?
Communication, I feel like leadership could be developed, but it's more innate, but communication is something that can sure be practiced. And throughout our whole project, we kept on advertising about how if you buy this water bottle, you are like the savior of a whole village, and trying to describe the life of someone else in a place that we've never been to really like stretched our communication skills.
For me, the development of my leadership is to inspire people to have an interest on this. Like every time I was like, this is my fifth year spending in like student council every long time. Like I was in student council for a long time. And what I feel about is every time you want to organize something or want to lead something, like to have a group work to run, like don't think you are a leader. You are the one to inspire others to become a leader. That's what I feel like when we have 800 of water bottles, we cannot solve that, like only we three solve all. So we find other people. We want to inspire them to let them feel they're solving this water bottle. They're feeling good. From my class, like I feel most of people there sometimes is not confident. They have the skills, they have the power, but they just think they don't have. Like sometimes they just afraid to do. But after I inspire them, after involve them in some project, they are very good to be in charge of some leaderships.
So for me, first of all, I think I've become a more sociable people by communicating with many people while using various languages, which is Chinese, English, and Korean. And I think it was a time to get to know myself more deeply that I thought I would fail this project and I cannot earn money off this. But finally, I get more than 1,000 RMB. So I just donate all the money to the Will project.
The three of you have been involved in this project since the very beginning as Nantume and Nakoba's buddies coming in to XLIS all the way through till this summer when the well goes in their village. What are you most proud of from your work in this project?
To be honest, I'm proud of my classmates can stay with me, like Karina. I'm not doing this alone. I have Karina, I have Amy, I have all my classmates. I also have Miss York to support us. You know, the collaboration is not only helping us to get easier on some work, it's also you can learn, you can actually find some nice story behind all the people. I get more familiar with my classmates through this project.
I can't say what I'm most proud of, but I feel like I am more of a person who realizes things that are a bit slow. Like, for example, if I have done something and this is a really great honor, I don't realize that at the spot. But if like a month had passed and then I reflect back, and I would be so proud of me, not the current me, but like the me in the past. And this is also like a small goal that I have set for myself for my whole entire life. You either live this life as how like you would be proud of yourself, or you're really happy of the things that you have accomplished, or you just don't live it.
I like that. It sometimes takes a while to sink in when you have a big accomplishment like this. And you think back, it's like, whoa, that was kind of a big deal.
So for me, I'm really glad that the success and not giving up the project. And I think that I realized that this time. On the contrary, it gave more that I think. Thanks for the COVID-19, because I can realize, like, I can do this. And thank you for all the students and teachers are in love with their mind and help continue to do this project. And they were so moved that I alone is consensually wish I could have given any thought of it. So I'm really impressed that I could do this project without giving up.
Absolutely. It was a lot of perseverance to get all the way through this. It was a lot of fundraising, a lot of work, a few setbacks along the way, but you guys saw this through and it happened, and you've had this huge impact on your friends as well as their whole community. A lot of times students feel like one person or even a small community can't have an impact in the big world that we live in. What message might you have for students who are passionate about the sustainable development goals They want to make the world better, but they're just worried they're not going to be able to have an impact. What message might you have for those students?
Imagine the heroes you read from the novel or in the book. You have the monkey in our Chinese famous story, and they are all same with us. They have the same body structure with us. The difference is they have their thought. Like they use their body in the right way. Like it's all same. The things are different. Like you want to change the world, like you can't change the world, or you cannot change the world. It's not depend on your skills or what do you have, your resource you have. It's depend on you want or not. The most of the people think they cannot change the world is because they don't want. If you really want, you can do anything.
Being thankful that something came to me, and we need to do our best if that comes to us. And then, like, if we prefer to do that, we know who we are. We can know what kind of people am I. And you can know, like, how people can be happy to see the residents laughing after when we finish our project or something that we helped others.
Well, for me, I was told when I was, like, in preschool that I can't do anything good. I won't be anything, and I will have no future because I was really mischievous at that time. I don't listen to what the teacher tells me to do, and I'm that typical bad student. Yeah. So, like, all the teachers hated me, and basically everyone I met who's supposed to guide me told me that you can't do anything. You won't be the one. Like, even if you try, you're gonna be nothing. But here I am, right? So if everyone's telling you don't do it and you can't be that person, try. We'll see what happens.
How did you guys feel personally when you saw those pictures after all the work of the well going in the community? When you saw those pictures, what was that? What was the first thing, the feelings that you felt at that time?
Can I travel to their living a week there? Stay with Nakoba and Tomen? Such a nice place. Like, yeah. That's my first feeling about that. Can I go there?
It is a beautiful spot. I remember when we came in on the Zoom, we had no idea, Steve and I. And all of a sudden on the Zoom, we have two students and like, and then Tume is literally sitting outside in a field and zooming into class. And Miss York didn't give us any, no context, who these people are, why these people are here. But it was great because we got to chat with them while you guys were kind of working in class. We were sort of chatting with them on the Zoom in the back channel. And yeah, just amazing, amazing individuals. But I interrupted. I am looking for feelings to describe your feelings when this happened. When you saw those pictures with the well going in, you saw your project come to fruition.
You know the feeling of being a parent and seeing your child win something, or like after a lot of hard work and your child finally getting that certificate or something? I feel like the connection between us and Nantume and Nakoba, like we're not just friends. We have this special bond that makes me feel like so proud when I saw like the photo. I felt like a parent, but I'm not in that sense.
So I saw the picture that Miss York sent to us, and it was so nice to share the day schedule and the sending of difficulties with each other. And when I saw the completed well project, I naturally drew a smile, and I'm happy and so happy to see the residents laughing of their communities. And I thought it would be nice to maintain this relationship in the future too.
Absolutely. I think this is an experience that's going to stick with you guys. Like, this isn't one of those things that the law of cosines that's going to be in and out as soon as you leave math class. Is there anything else that we haven't discussed that you'd like to add to our podcast listeners?
You can be the change.
That's a great message to leave with. There's a quote by James Baldwin that I really like as well. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed that isn't faced. And I think that really ties in to the work that you have all done. Is you became aware of this issue through your personal connection to these two people, and you've had a huge impact in their community, for everyone in their community. So I am so inspired from this conversation and getting a chance to meet you all finally, and just amazed at what you've been able to accomplish as students at your school and the whole XLIS community. I am just in awe of what how everybody came together and was able to have a real sustainable impact on the world. You've made people's lives better, and it's absolutely amazing. So thank you so much for joining me on the Empathy to Impact podcast. I've really enjoyed our conversation, and it's been great to meet you three.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Scott.
Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode, let's keep the conversation going on Twitter at ScottJ_onWheels, or you can find out more about Inspire Citizens on our website, inspirecitizens.org. Thanks for listening.